Republican delegate Tag Greeson of Loudoun is carrying legislation that would reform the standards of learning assessments by eliminating 8 of the SOL tests currently required, all at the elementary and middle school level.
Right now, we have so many tests in our K-12 system. We've got SOLs, 34 of them. We've got end-of-year tests. We've got mid-year tests. We've got final exam. We've got AP tests. We've got ACTs and SATs. We've got PSATs. I think we're good. We've got a lot of tests. In the early years of elementary school, we want to spend the majority of our time on reading and math. If a student cannot read or do math, then the science SOL is really going to be a waste of everybody's time. No longer in this proposal would we have a history or a science 3 SOL, because we are going to spend all of our time focused on reading and math from an SOL standpoint.
Chesterfield County School Board member Carrie Coyner says Virginia is over-reliant on standardized testing. She used a flower to illustrate her point.
I want it to grow. I want it to flourish. But if all I keep doing is measuring it more and more often, worrying about how much it's growing, nothing's going to happen. And it's a lot like our kids. We have to focus on the things that it takes to help them grow, the content, the rich learning environments. We on the Chesterfield County School Board do not oppose accountability in public schools, and we point with pride to our stellar performance. However, we believe the system of the past is not preparing our students for the future.
Greeson says the remaining tests need improvement, and his Education Reform Committee will review dozens of bills this session to achieve that goal.
Right now, a lot of our tests and assessments are based on multiple choice questions and rote memorization. We spend a lot of time preparing for tests. How are we going to take the test? What's our test-taking strategy? How are we going to fill out those little bubbles so that the machine can read them? We're not spending as much time on the content. So we really want to improve the SOLs and spend time talking about critical thinking, problem solving, and applying the knowledge that we learn in the classroom.
The issue of SOL reform has broad bipartisan support. It was the subject of one of Governor McAuliffe's biggest applause lines from his address to the General Assembly on Monday night.
We should stop over-testing our children. We should examine essay testing and other ways to measure knowledge and cognitive reasoning. And we should free teachers to spend more time on new subject material. The SOLs have been a tremendous success, but they are now a generation old and need to be modernized to fit the needs of today's families and today's economy. I am optimistic that we can reform the SOLs in a way that maintains our high education standards while encouraging innovation and creativity in the classroom.
Greeson says Republicans will also introduce legislation to expand virtual and blended learning programs in the Commonwealth.
Having the ability for students to have a blended virtual schedule, which will allow them access to virtual classes from anywhere in the Commonwealth, gives you an unlimited number of combinations that a student can choose in their educational journey. So you could take 3 bricks and mortar classes in your high school. You could take 2 virtual courses from either Hampton or Virginia Beach or Fairfax. You could be dual enrolled at Northern Virginia Community College.
Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.